Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Logic has vaccine out.
Retired Logic.
Yeah, retired Logic dropped a single.
What's up? What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of DX Daily. This podcast is brought to you by Hip Hop DX, and here is where we like to keep you updated on everything that's going down in hip hop music culture. I am one of your lovely hosts, cultural enthusiast, hip hop lover, Asia Sky.
And I'm your other host and hip hop aficionado, A-Dub.
It's Friday. The weekend is here.
Finally. Happy weekend.
Yes, big weekend energy. Some big things happened this week, okay? Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction was overturned, and you know our favorite commentator, Boosie, had his thoughts on it. So, of course, we got to talk about that. And while we're talking about legal proceeding, the murder trial for the guy who killed Nipsey Hussle has been postponed. And we got some new music that's dropped this weekend to get into as well. So, let's get down to it. Okay, so kicking things off with Biz Markie, man. Sad news.
Well, I saw it Thursday night that Biz Markie was trending. And I started seeing like people saying, rest in peace, RIP Biz Markie, you'll be truly missed. And I'm like, what's going on? So, Asia, I had just posted the a picture of him being like, oh, RIP, and went to sleep. And I woke up the next morning.
Right.
It was like, oh, he's still alive. It was false. It's a rumor. I was like, well, what's going on? So he is in the hospital. We still need to pray for Biz Markie, and things aren't looking so good, but he is still alive. Like, he's still here.
Right.
Yeah.
Prayer warriors assemble. I do not like when people do this. They're so in a rush to post up the information that they say he's gone when he's not really gone. Mm-hmm. People did this exact same thing with DMX. And I'm just like, why can we not just wait for the official info? Like, you don't have to be the first person to post this. Like, you don't get a grand prize if you tweet it out the earliest.
Yeah.
And then the information spreads so fast and people repost it thinking that what they said was really true because it looks like it comes from a reliable source. Mm-hmm. And now all the misinformation is spread. It's like you're putting negative energy into the air. If he's not really gone and you got a million people saying rest in peace, it's just, it's bad energy. I'm an energy person. It's bad energy. We don't need that.
Yeah, same here. Like, if everybody in the world is talking about it, it's like, not saying it's only a matter of time, but it's not looking so good. It's like, you speak things into existence or right. You put in your thoughts in your head of like, oh, he is about to go or RIP. It's just not a good look. Like, I wish people would hold off, but they're just eager to have that news break.
Right. Regardless of everything, though, I do hope that he's able to pull through. I know he's been struggling with several different health complications. So I'm just hoping that whatever needs to be done, whether it's a surgery, I don't know. I don't know the particulars of it, but whatever needs to be done, I hope it goes through successfully and that he's able to be with us, man. Because that's a hip hop legend right there.
I know. We can't really afford to lose too many legends right now. Like, right. We need them. We need as many as we can keep on to.
It's getting out of hand. Speaking of getting out of hand, Bill Cosby is out of prison.
I did not expect that to happen this week on my bingo card for 2021.
It was not up there at all.
Not.
And it seemed like it came out of nowhere, too. So on Wednesday, the Pennsylvania Supreme Court overturned Bill Cosby's guilty conviction and sentence after discovering that the prosecutors in his case had basically violated a statute of limitations when they were charging Cosby back in 2015. So basically, he's off on a technicality. It wasn't like, oh, we found out he's innocent. We found out some new evidence that shows that he's innocent. It was more so, okay, they tried him improperly. There was some mistakes in the way that the case was handled. That's why he's out.
Oh, I see. But everybody's kind of acting like, oh, he a free man. Well, he is a free man, but people are kind of forgetting, I feel like, that he's still accused, or there's still like all the women that came forward with their stories to right. accuse Bill Cosby of doing this. And I think people are just forgetting all of that in a sense, but I'm glad you broke it down because I didn't know what was going on too. But
yeah, they're like, oh, he's out. That means he didn't do it. That means they found out he didn't do it.
Right.
That's not necessarily what that meant. It meant, okay, they made mistakes while prosecuting him and he used those mistakes, or his lawyers used those mistakes to his advantage to help get him out. They appealed it, and now he's back on the streets. And a lot of people in hip-hop are happy about it. Some are outraged. But, you know, one of our favorite commentators, Boosie, you knew he was going to chime in on the case.
Yeah, he's always shown, like, support for Bill Cosby ever since Bill Cosby was put into prison. He was always, you know, free Bill Cosby, free Mr. Cosby. And now he took to Instagram to say how happy he was to have him out.
Just got the news, Bill Cosby free. Welcome home, Bill, boy, from Boosie. Bad ass. Fuck you mean, man. God don't sleep. Yeah, Corona here. Y'all still ain't gonna let the man out of jail. God don't sleep, man. Free Bill Cosby, man. Bet that, man. Yeah, free Bill, man. Told y'all.
Boosie, do not blame God for this foolishness.
Please
for
don't.
For this tomfoolery, for this miscarriage of justice, as Felicia Rashad called it. But I don't mean it in the way she meant it. She meant it in defense of Bill Cosby. I mean it in the other way.
Right, right.
The miscarriage that he got out. But yeah, Boosie was really happy about this. Why do you think he was so elated for Bill to be out?
I don't know if it's just the like nostalgia of Bill Cosby, like, you know, the Cosby Show, Mr. Huxtable and everything like that. Like, there's like a tie to Bill Cosby in a way. Mm-hmm. You know, Boosie is just, he's just weird, period. Like, all the stuff he comes out about, you know, the comments about Dwayne Wade's.
Especially yeah. anything involving sexuality, I feel yeah. like is where it gets weird with Boosie. He's the same guy that hired a prostitute to sleep with his underage son. Right. When he had those comments on Dwayne Wade's daughter and her sexuality, like, it just gets real weird when you talk about Boosie and sexuality. Even when he was on Mike Tyson's podcast and Mike Tyson was like, well, why are you so concerned with homosexuals? Like, are you homosexual? Like, it was a whole thing that Mike Tyson confronted Boosie about. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like this is another extension of that because, you know, Bill Cosby was accused of sexual assault and rape and all these other different things. And I feel like anytime that's involved, Boosie's there.
Always. Like, he always has a two cents in his opinion about stuff like that. So it is kind of like interesting. But once Boosie put his sentiments out there, a couple other people in the hip hop community didn't like what Boosie had to say. And they were like, how could you be happy that Bill Cosby is a free man? And Kid Cudi is one of them.
Oh.
Yeah, Kid Cudi took to his Twitter and basically said, people that are celebrating Bill Cosby being released are effing idiots.
Straight like that.
Just straight like that, straight to the point. And then another comedian, Lil Duval, he took to his Twitter and said, Bill Cosby about to be free, City Boy wins summer 2021. And JID, he said, I ain't surprised you this lame in response to Lil Duval's tweet. So the hip hop community is back and forth. Some are supporting Bill Cosby and some are definitely not supporting him being out. So it's interesting. It's really divided right now.
I'll tell you, one person that was really in defense of Cosby and happy that he got out was Felicia Rashad, his former co-star, you know, Claire Huxtable. Mm-hmm. She worked with him all those years. Once he was released, yeah, she posted a picture of Cosby. And she put, finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected. And the fans tore her apart. They tore her a new one. I said, not Claire Huxtable now. Not Auntie Felicia.
Not Claire. Mm-mm.
Yeah, they did not like the fact that she was defending Bill. And speaking of shows we loved back in the day, Aunt Viv, the original Aunt Viv from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Janet Hubert, she chimed in and she responded to what Felicia said. She said, Felicia, what are you thinking? I don't know you, but to say this was terribly wrong. Everyone knew what he was doing back then. She put everyone in all caps. Ooh. How could you not? Get your umbrella, sister. Here comes the ish shower. I am outraged that he has been released. Yes, he is an old ass guilty man.
Ooh. She ripped Felicia. They going at it.
Yeah, I feel like we should have I feel like we needed some bars after that. Like,
low key.
She went in on her. But a lot of people, in response to that, started going in on Aunt Viv. Because Aunt Viv said everyone knew what he was doing back then. And people were like, well, if you knew what he was doing, why didn't you say anything?
Right, exactly. It's not like y'all was on the same TV show. Like, y'all could have said something.
But Aunt Viv's response to that was, I did say something, but y'all were too busy ragging on me about being off of Fresh Prince and saying I was bitter about that, that you wouldn't listen to anything that I was saying. And I was like, might be a valid point.
Yeah, that's a valid point, too.
It's just crazy how so many different people get roped in off the actions of one man and his actions and his choices. Now you're bringing your co-stars into it. Mm. You're putting them and their reputations on the line. Like, it's just a web of different things. You got people from the hip hop community chiming in and they're losing fans based on their views on this. Even though if you're a Boosie fan, you kind of already know. You know how Boosie's coming.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it kind of ties into when we were talking about like the whole Joe Budden fiasco and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's like with everybody on his network and on the All Girls podcast. I forget the name.
See, the thing is.
Yeah, see, the thing is. And with those co-stars and things like that. And it's like kind of in the same sense of, I mean, you're on this show. You're on the Cosby Show. You're playing this character, but, you know, so happens the main character is in this drama, these legal battles, and it's like
these accusations.
Yeah, like, what do you do? Like, you want your job still, and you don't want to bring a lot of attention, but it's also something should be said. It's tough. I'd hate to be in that situation.
Yeah, it's tough because it's like, I didn't have nothing to do with that. Yeah. Like, I work with this person, I'm their coworker, I'm this or that to them. And then they have that going on. Most people rush to defend the person, but it's like you don't really know what that person does when you're not around. I think that was a lot of people's issue with Felicia Rashad in the Bill Cosby scenario. It's like you can't say with definite sureness that he is innocent. You don't know. You weren't in the room with him and whatever woman he was dealing with at the time. Like, you just never know with people unless you're there at the time. Then you can say whether it happened or not. But if you're not, then it's just like, yeah, I don't know. You can say that's not the person I know, but yeah. People are different ways with different people. So it's tricky.
Yeah, people, they hide their dirt or they keep a really low profile and they do things behind closed doors. Like, you really don't know sometimes.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So speaking of legal proceedings, the man who is accused of killing Nipsey Hussle, I say accused, even though we all kind of saw it on video and we saw him do it, but you still have to say accused and allegedly. His trial is getting rescheduled for December because his public defender that was representing him got reassigned to serve as a state judge. So now he has to get a whole new lawyer.
Yeah, he is a deputy public defender named Aaron Jansen. And he says, a lot of the work was done by my predecessor. Hopefully by the end of the year, maybe early December, we can go to trial for everything that happened with the Nipsey Hussle killing. He told that to the Daily News after the court agreed to postpone the trial setting once again, because I think the first one was delayed due to like COVID regulations.
Right.
And that was supposed to be on September 7th.
Sounds like excuses to me.
Something going on.
What something ain't clean in the water over there. Mm-mm. I don't know what's happening. I don't know what kind of trickery is afoot, but I feel like there's trickery afoot because they seem like they keep on trying to stall it out, and I'm trying to figure out what they're stalling it out for. If you know you're going to try to use the insanity defense with your client and try to get them out or try to get them into a mental facility, like, you would want to do that sooner than later, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's what I would think.
But they keep pushing it out. I don't know. That's really weird.
Yeah, and also the new lawyer is saying about Eric Holder that he has mental health history and saying that one of the things that's affecting him was that his mother had just passed away and he was pretty despondent about it.
That's not an excuse for killing someone in cold blood. Like, since when is that an excuse? You know, I get passionate about this, man. We miss Nipsey. R.I.P. Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah.
So off of that, let's get on to some new music. You know, it's New Music Friday. We got a couple of albums that dropped today. The biggest one right now is G Herbo, 25. He's celebrating 25 years on this earth. He's got some dope features on this album, too. Yeah, he's got Gunna up there, 21 Savage, Polo G, Lil TJ, Rowdy Rebel, and his son Yosan. So yeah, big names up there. We also have a new album from Youngin Ace, and his new album is called Life of Betrayal 2 Times. I definitely gotta listen to this one. There's new music from Gucci Mane's new artist, Big Walk Dog. He's got Lil Baby and Pooh Shiesty on his new song, Whole Lotta Ice.
Love that one.
It's giving brrr.
Also, some new singles that dropped are Kid Ink has a new song out. Also, Logic has Vaccine out.
Retired Logic?
Yeah, Retired Logic dropped a single.
Okay.
Ty Dolla $ign and Division and featuring Mac Miller, I believed it.
I need that.
Yeah, that's out. Russ has On The Way, and then Toosie The Ex-Rising Star has Heart Cold. That is out.
Ooh, okay. We love new Toosie.
Yes.
We also got new music from Nas, Freddie Gibbs, and Cordae. Hey. They got Life is a Dice Game. Nas, Freddie Gibbs, and Cordae all together. That's a trifecta of lyrical guys right there, okay?
Yeah, you got to pull up the genius lyrics on that one and learn them and read them.
Okay. It's real. It's a little light this week on the new music. Like, I feel like we had a jam-packed past few months with these releases. Like, every week something crazy was coming. And now we just got, you know, two albums and a few little singles.
Yeah, they must be taking a break or something. And but I think the new Pop Smoke album is coming out next week or next 2 weeks. So maybe that'll start like, okay, Pop Smoke out. Boom, boom, boom. Drake, all Kendrick, everybody just drop an album after that point.
It's the summertime. Like, where's the new vibes?
Where is it?
Lover boy, we're waiting on you. We're not going to get into that. We got into that last episode.
Right.
So that is going to conclude today's episode of DX Daily. As always, subscribe to this podcast on all platforms, wherever you're listening to your podcast at. And make sure to subscribe to the Hip Hop DX YouTube channel, which is Hip Hop DX.
And be sure to follow us on all of our social medias, like our Instagram and our Twitter at Hip Hop DX.
Yep, you can follow us too. I'm at Asia Sky on everything.
And I'm at A-Dub on everything too.
And we will see you next week with more daily news.
See ya.